Labor and community organizations and city council members came together at City Hall today calling for sustainable and equitable rebuilding after Hurricane Sandy. WBAI's Linda Perry was there and files this report.
On the day before Governor Cuomo is to discuss rebuilding plans in his State of the State address, over 50 community, faith, labor, and environmental organizations came together in a massive group at City Hall, asking to have part in how funds for Hurricane Sandy are distributed and spent. They announced the formation of the Alliance for a Just Rebuilding and announced recommendations for rebuilding the city and state in areas devastated by the storm in a way that serves the needs of all residents.
Dr. Martin Luther King said that riot is the language of the unheard.
Reverend Michael Deere is pastor of Alive Ministries in Far Rockaway.
And, you know, we don't want to pursue those courses, of course, but in order to have our requests be made known in the eyes of government, we need to come together. We have to be able to share that in a unified, focused manner, and I believe we did that today.
Over 50 community and environmental groups gathered at City Hall to demand a seat at the table in a transparent process when making decisions about rebuilding in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. Signs read, "This is the people's community. Unity is power. Staten Island will be heard. People in labor united for the fight. Fund the real Sandy. New York Communities for Change. Occupy Sandy." A sign read, "Bloomberg. Sandy survivors need reopened hospitals." New York State's public transit unions, Vocal New York. These unions and causes were all represented. Kyle Bragg is vice president of 32BJ, which represents 70,000 workers in New York. He says his members live and work in areas hardest hit by Hurricane Sandy. His union wants to make sure Sandy funds go to areas severely impacted by the storm.
If we're not at the table, and the people that are on the ground in these communities, we need to have the ability to talk about how these dollars are spent. A lot of these communities are already devastated and impacted by gross unemployment. There's means now through this money, too, to allow these communities to have the people living there to be a part of the rebuilding of their own communities. And so that's not going to happen unless we are at the table to talk about this and to make sure that this community money, this money is spent properly within those communities.
LaTanya Chris Saray with the Transport Workers Local 100 has no kind words for former MTA Chairman Joe Loda, whom she says was grandstanding after the storm.
It was the Transport Workers Union, the bus operators, the train operators, the conductors, the station agents who put this city back to where people can go, where they need to go, and get to their families, friends, and enjoy New York City in time enough for the Christmas holiday. I stand here before you stating that Hurricane Sandy violently exposed the systematic inequities in New York City's policies and infrastructure.
Brian Pearson with Vocal New York agrees.
When billions of dollars come to New York, we want to rebuild. We shouldn't have to give money away to big business and outsiders who want to profit off of our struggle. I'm here today for rebuilding that provides good jobs, quality housing, and make New Yorkers a model for fighting climate change and protecting its residents when the next Sandy comes.
Ilya Geller with Make the Road New York lives in Midland Beach.
I think of some of the personal people that I've met, such as Tony out in South Beach, who's sitting in a tent right now, unwilling to leave his home. Or Juan Antonio, who was hospitalized with respiratory problems due to the mold after living without heat and water for over 3 months in the home he and his family rent in Midland Beach. Many of these families' homes require a lot of work to get back to being inhabitable, and work that is not easily done in the winter. It will take months and a great deal of resources to simply put the walls together.
Geller doesn't see why trailers sit empty in New Jersey while they could be used to house people near their homes as they rebuild.
We need to get the funding to raise these houses on stilts. And we need to get people back in and keep our communities together. And what that takes is for our communities to be part of this process and to have a voice.
Yeah, that's right.
I returned to Coney Island, a Coney Island that I did not know.
A NYCHA resident, Ann Valdez, works with Community Voices Heard. She was displaced by Hurricane Sandy. When she returned, she didn't recognize her neighborhood.
Sandy brought to my home all types, my home as well as other people in my community's homes, mold, mold, and more mold. No working boilers. No working compactors, which still are not working. Fallen and broken trees. Ocean sand washed over into the public areas of all eight of the developments in Coney Island.
Valdez says they are still living in these conditions. Matt Ryan is executive director of ALIGN, the Alliance for a Greater New York.
We all want to see these communities rebuild. That's, I think, a no-brainer. But in order to do that, you want to have the expertise from the ground, you want to have the policy experts, and you want to have some shared commitment, I think, to long-term sustainability in New York City.
Those gathered at City Hall say community participation goes hand-in-hand with environmental justice. They are making certain they are involved in the planning as the rebuilding from Hurricane Sandy continues. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.